Hello, everybody. It is currently 4:18 a.m. where I am. Ever since this whole COVID-19 stuff has been going on, I really haven't been sleeping like I usually do. I mean, I stay up to like 5 to 7 a.m. I stay up to 5 or 7 to 7 a.m. Go to sleep at around 7:30 a.m. and then don't wake up till 4 in the afternoon. Well, 4 or 2 or 4 in the afternoon. And so I was like, you know what? Before you pass out, how about you try and do something on your account that you almost abandoned because of school. Yeah. So. In the, hopefully, in the coming few days, I will have had enough courage to try my hand at attempting a Japanese skit. Because in school, I am being taught Japanese. Because it's one of the required languages to learn. So, well, not really required, but like, you have to have a foreign language under your belt in order to pass, kind of, sort of. So, after I did my 2 years of Spanish, I decided, you know what? Let's try my favorite type of language. Japanese. And that is what I did. And so I am taking Japanese now and trying my best at it. I can't really speak fluently, so that's why I said in the coming days, because this whole skit will probably take me some time because I'm going to be very scared to do this. Because, once again, I'm not fluent in Japanese, so things are going to be very weird for me. And it is going to be a little slow with the production of this little skit. I might just make it like maybe a paragraph or two long, and then just try to explain it, or just do it over in English. You know, that'll be something. Or do it in English first, and then try and do it in Japanese. But that'll be something to try when I'm not very scared to do it. I'm gonna be spending more time on TikTok mostly because honestly, it's fun there. It is fun there. It's fun here too, but I get really scared easily when it comes to public stuff. So I haven't really been active on Anchor at all for the longest time. When it comes to TikTok, I haven't really done a lot of stuff on there. I have done like maybe today I did a little voice upload for Siren in female form. Talking about how come she is a demon wolf dragon hybrid that likes chocolate. Out of all the things, that's something with canine DNA can be addicted to, other than blood. She's addicted to chocolate. And well, with chocolate comes the feeling of overwhelming horniness, 'cause you know, demons are demons, and they have their tendencies. But anyway, yeah, I will be trying my best to make a skit to go into this to help me out more so with my cadence and pronunciation and help me be more confident because sooner or later I'm going to try my best to get good at Japanese enough to speak it at least fluently. Because honestly, it would be kind of fun to be the only person in the house that knows a second language. And it is fun because you get to try and teach other people certain things about the language you're learning. Like, my grandmother has a, she goes to do dialysis. Choked on spit there. She goes to dialysis, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And most of the time, I'm awake. During those times, she leaves at around 4, 5 o'clock, 5 a 4 or 5 a.m. And it's kind of funny because he remembers me as the girl that knows Japanese, not more so my not my name. So he'll some so there's been times where he there's been maybe like maybe once or twice when I've been helping Granny out to go to leave. He'll like say konnichiwa, and I'm like, and I'll like either bow to him or be like konnichiwa right back, and it's funny. But this dude's like 30 something, 40 something, and he's over here speaking to a 17-year-old in Japanese, but it's not fluent. It's not like him saying like a whole sentence, being like, "Oh, konnichiwa, genki desu ka?" It's just, konnichiwa, how, and then the rest of it's English. So it's really fun, just to have one person at least say one word, at least to say one word. Trying to teach my granny how to say Japanese words is like teaching one of my cats to clean their own litter box, which I honestly wish they would start using the toilet in the bathroom because that would be so much money saved. What I might start doing with this, since I'm learning Japanese myself, I could maybe in the near future, don't know when I'll do it for sure, but in the near future, I might try my hand at teaching words, even though I'm not good at it myself. But if I can find things and learn them enough and be confident enough to speak it myself, to learn it, teach it, learn it, speak it, teach it myself, then I can. I'll be pretty confident by that time. And maybe after a while. I mean, I probably won't really do the teaching part, but there are a lot of games in the world now that have the option for you to pretty much either switch it to Japanese or it's already in Japanese. Like, for example, the new Seven Deadly Sins game is voice act. Its voice actors are speaking Japanese, but there are English subtitles at the bottom. I'm only listening to the Japanese more so than actually reading the English translation. Because sometimes English translations are wrong at times. They don't have a Japanese speaker on board to help them translate what's been said. There's games in the past I've played that have Japanese, like Japanese speakers voice acting in it. But that's been like that the last time I played one of those games, that those games I'm referring to, I can't remember, was years ago. So the only one I can really refer to is the Seven Deadly Sins game. Now, games like MMORPG games, they give you the choice to switch the language to Japanese, Korean, English, Arabic, Chinese, Cantonese. Well, I don't think Cantonese yet, but the basics of languages. And you get to pretty much see how everything is in the language you're learning. I want to do that with some of the games that I play, but well, it's kind of hard because when you don't know a language fluently, when you change your language loadout, so to speak, and have Japanese as your primary concern when it comes to a language, and you just switch the game's algorithm to be like, all right, I speak Japanese. Let us see how this looks. And all you see is kanji. Your brain explodes because you're like, I didn't. What is this? I don't know what this is. What? So you switch it back to English, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna have to do some more research, more studying. And that's normal, because when my teacher introduced kanji to us, I about near died. Because, whew, it scared the living heck out of me, and especially since I was out of school. I was out sick for like 3 days, and then when I came back, it was just, oh, we're learning kanji. I was like, oh. Okay, I missed a lot then. But now that this COVID-19 stuff is going on, well, COVID-19, aka coronavirus, is going on, it gives me more time to, well, first off, practice kanji that's used a lot. Practice saying the days of the week, practice the months of the year, time frames, verbs, adverbs, pronouns, whatever I can pretty much find. And just do it. Because really, the best time to catch up on a language is really when you have nothing to do, which is fun. My brain is not working very well, so every so if th so things are probably like everywhere. Like thing. I guess I can give you guys an example of exactly what I could be trying to learn. Just let me get off this kanji. I don't really care. So, I'm not gonna say in Japanese. I'm just probably gonna just think of random lines I would want to say, and just I'll probably they'll probably be different by the next time I try to record this in actual Japanese, then redo it in English, 'cause you know. if I do it. So pretty much what I was thinking is I was going to see if I could talk about games or something. Either games or just try to have a little conversation, quote unquote. Kind of like an ASMR style kind of thing. Except I won't be really using the props. I won't be using any props. It's just going to be me talking the best way I can. Because why not? And it'll be fun, I guess. Because I'll try my best to stay in character. Remember the correct things to say, even though I'm probably going to be reading from the script still. Because, Japanese, and then doing it while dealing with your stage fright goes perfectly together. It's so fun. I didn't really don't have anything else to really talk about. Other than to show that I'm not dead yet. I'm doing fine. Hope you guys are too. Hopefully, in the long after all of these projects with my friend, and with my friends on the on games and stuff that we're trying to make a game, and we are they need me to help out more so than I thought I would need be needed for. So that's taking that's postponing all of my content on here. So yeah, I'm gonna let you guys do as you please now. Just wanted to tell you guys how I'm doing. Make sure that you guys are well, hope you guys are okay. I really, really hope you guys are okay. And please, I really wish I didn't have to say this, but please, guys, wash your hands. Please, come on. We don't need more people dying. Please, we don't need this. I've been dousing my hands in frickin' hand sanitizer for the longest time, just so that one, I don't get it. And two, that my grandmother doesn't get it, because if she does, then we gotta move her out of here. Well, if one of us in the house gets it, then Granny has to be moved out. But yeah. Everyone, be safe. Don't do anything that would put you and your family at risk. And have a good day. Or night. Bye bye.